For years, Hollywood studios have been trying to attract moviegoers in India and China. They used to simply dub their films into local languages. But one new strategy is to localize American movies with regional stars. That happened with the film Triple X, Return of Xander Cage. It opened a week early in India because it features one of that country's biggest movie stars. Reporter Bilal Qureshi has this profile.
When you arrive in any Indian city, it's very likely that the first face you'll see is that of Deepika Padukone.
Axis Bank cards. Credit cards, debit cards, prepaid cards.
Flying, it just feels new again. With
By the way, I didn't get your name.
Sorry, I'm...
Just kidding, Deepika.
The next generation.
Billboards, magazine covers, and movie posters. With her long tresses, smoldering eyes, and megawatt smile, Deepika is everywhere.
Deepika Padukone is the hugest female star you've had in India, not just currently, but for a very long time.
That's film reporter Lata Jha. She writes for one of India's leading newspapers, Mint.
She has this incredible combination of box office success and extremely critically acclaimed performances to her credit.
Deepika Padukone began her Bollywood career 10 years ago. She was a 21-year-old model with no background in acting. Many critics weren't impressed.
People who wrote me off said she's a model, she cannot act. People had issues with my voice, people had issues with my diction.
And people had minimal acting expectations. But Deepika says she had issues with women's place in Bollywood.
There was a certain stereotype of what a female actor should be like, or what type of clothes she should wear, or what type of movies she should do. And even the kind of roles and parts that were written for women were very, very specific, and it didn't go beyond that.
So Deepika made the conscious decision to change. She signed on for more complicated roles with serious filmmakers.
I think I came into my own, and that's when I really started enjoying my work. The day I stopped worrying about fitting into the mold and fitting into what people thought was right, and the day I discovered myself and I started doing what I thought made me happy.
Film critic Aseem Chhabra says that shift was visible.
Modeling led to her acting, but then she survived only because she became a better and better actress.
But while her career was flourishing on screen, Deepika Padukone was struggling in her personal life. 2 years ago, she did something unheard of among Indian movie stars. She went on television to reveal her battle with depression.
It's definitely scary. I mean, and I think that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because it's been so hard for me that I don't want anyone else to go through it.
That interview made her a different kind of Indian celebrity.
The whole intention of coming out and speaking was because when I experienced depression, I realized how difficult it was. There was so much stigma attached. And for people who might be experiencing it, I want them to know that there is hope and there's absolutely nothing wrong in talking about it or seeking help.
Deepika Padukone became a model for the self-aware modern Indian woman. With goodwill and success at home, she's now setting her eyes on the ultimate prize, Hollywood. In the new sequel to the Triple X franchise, Bollywood's most serious actress joins Vin Diesel on a globe-trotting race against time to defuse rogue satellites falling from the sky.
Whatever it is you're looking for, you're going to come up short.
Does this mean you're not making me breakfast in the morning?
I guess we're on the same team now.
You ready to have some fun?
Babes in bikinis, explosions in beaches. This film doesn't need subtitles.
Yes, the language might be different. But eventually, I feel like today when we make movies, when we make cinema, I feel like we're catering to the world.
But Deepika's world debut has not been a resounding success. Reporter Lata Jha says Triple X hasn't impressed critics or the Indian box office.
The film has done okay-ish, but for a Deepika starrer, it's not so good.
Deepika says she understands it's a long haul from Bollywood superstardom to Hollywood debuts, but she says she wants this challenge. I asked her what kind of American movies she'd eventually like to make.
Drama, love stories. I know I've debuted in an action flick, but what I really would love to do is a beautiful drama, love story, even a romantic comedy sometimes. I think as an audience, that's what I grew up watching. That's what I enjoyed watching. And today, even as an actor, I think that's what I enjoy doing the most.
Of course, if you want to see that kind of performance, it's not in the new Triple X. But in this age of globalized streaming, Deepika Padukone's best Indian films are also playing near you. For NPR News, I'm Bilal Qureshi.